Last time Evelyn's mother came to visit, they had made a special trip to Aphrodite's salon. Even Reg had come along. Mother had pronounced that the place was drenched in the ambiance of a more refined era. Evelyn believed that it was the only place in town fancy enough for her mother, and for Catriona too, all plaster angels and candlelight. A breath of fin de siècle glamour was what her mother said. Evelyn had been thrilled by her mother's reaction. At last she had done something to impress her, and now she loved the place herself. She could almost imagine lolling about in Paris, say, smoking Gauloises and nibbling caviar off a tiny spoon, rather than being here in this town, feeling herself getting smothered in the mist and the ivy of a northern university. Catriona Mackay was waiting in what had become their regular corner banquette. She had ordered gin slings, the naughty girl. She rose from the red velvet plush and kissed Evelyn on both cheeks. Whenever Evelyn was with her, it felt like breathing a different atmosphere. Catriona was full of news of everywhere. She was like a cyclone who had been hither and yon, using up every single day she could get free of her job to tootle away to London or even to the continent. She got to go to all the best places and, rather gauchely, Evelyn had once wondered aloud how she could afford to gallivant on the pittance Hexford College was undoubtedly paying her. "My dear Evelyn, I don't need the money." That day she chortled low in that perfect white throat. She laughed at the very idea of working because she had to. A lovely guffaw of real amusement at Evelyn's confusion. Oh, everything Evelyn ever said seemed to tickle her so. "I work because it amuses me. And, my dear, what a privilege it is to be in the proximity of so many stellar geniuses, your husband paramount among them." Now it was Evelyn's turn to laugh. She didn't know for sure, but she suspected that Catriona was making fun of her hubby. But Evelyn didn't care either way. She knew a thing or two about basking in the proximity of geniuses, and it felt in no way as thrilling as sitting right there, on a banquette, in Aphrodite's salon with Catriona. Evelyn was enthralled at the way Catriona dealt with her muscles. She twisted open their little black shells and toyed with the lucky occupants one by one. Evelyn had foolishly ordered Welsh rabbit and was stuck with prodding at a plateful of stodge. "In all seriousness, Evelyn dear," Catriona told her, "the reason I am here in this dingy town is to glory in the presence of the many brilliant inventive minds of these men. Oh, yes." Evelyn could hardly believe what she was hearing. Surely Catriona was worth 10 of any professor one cared to pick out. "Your husband's little society, for instance," Catriona smiled, sipping her gin sling and finding it almost gone. "Its members really fascinate me. I would love to know more about them and what they get up to." She clicked her fingers at a superior-looking waiter who brightened when he saw who was doing the clicking. "I can't tell you very much about the smudgelings, I'm afraid," Evelyn sighed. "On those nights I'm a stranger in my own home." "Banished to your lonely tower like Rapunzel, yes?" Catriona smiled at her. Those jade eyes reflected the chandeliers. Yes, Rapunzel. She was quite correct. And Reg was the horrid dwarf keeping Evelyn prisoner. Rumpelstiltskin. Yes, that cast her everyday plight in a much more flattering fairy tale light. "You know, I'd love to know what they discuss in these little gatherings of theirs," Catriona mused. "All sorts of amazing things, I'm sure." "It's just stories," Evelyn blurted out. "That's all it is. I've listened at the door and Brenda has told me things that she's heard too. And it's just silly old stories that they talk about. Stories about magic and all that mystical stuff that Reg is so bothered about." Catriona looked delighted by this. "Have you ever read any of his chapters?" Have you seen any of this long, ongoing, everlasting novel of his? Have you ever heard him read from it? Evelyn shrugged, and suddenly the elegant room seemed to be tilting around. The waiter arrived with more greenish gin for them both. That was better. I've lived with him all these years, 17 bloody years, and all that time he's been scribbling away at that same book. I've picked up a thing or two, had a look in his study, had a poke in his briefcase, and really, it's just kid stuff, you know?
Kid stuff?
Frowned Catriona. Yes, I mean, it's all goblins and ogres and witches and pixies. It's ridiculous. Bloody pixies. A grown man like him scratching away in his books and working all those hours into the night for all those years and getting together in a huddle with all those other men, and then it turns out that what he's writing about is fairies and pixies and magical spells.